South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to My Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be back here another Saturday evening to continue in the Psalms of Ascents. And we know that these Psalms of Ascents were sung by the pilgrims as they were on their way to Jerusalem to celebrate the yearly feast. And we know the main feast are the Feast of the Passover, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Those were the main feasts that they would be going up to Jerusalem to celebrate. So we see as they go, they would sing these psalms, and they would make melody in their hearts to the Lord. So we also on this pilgrim journey, this Christian journey, we also have to sing and make melody in our hearts, bring joy to our hearts by singing the songs of Zion, and really, really encouraging ourselves in the Lord on this journey. It's not an easy journey, people of God. We have a lot of trials, temptation, tribulation, persecution, and all these things to go through. But we have to remember that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. We are victors through Him. And people of God, remember that our victory is in our faith in Christ Jesus. So let us know that we have to continue to trust the Word of God, to rely upon the Word of God, to live by the Word of God, to believe what God says. Whatever He says is true. So we need to believe God's Word and continue to trust Him. So we are going to continue in Psalm 132. But before we start, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here, oh God, to go into your word, oh God, as we continue from week to week to speak, oh God, almighty Lord, of your word to us. We pray that your words will transform us. We pray that our minds will be renewed by your word so that we may know what is good and acceptable and your perfect will. Lord, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that, oh God, those who hear your word and are not yet saved, that they will come to know you as Lord and Savior. They will see the need, O God, to give their lives to you, Jesus, knowing that you are God and you are mighty to save. Father, we just thank you again for all that will be said and done this evening. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that, O God Almighty, these words will come forth with clarity, O God Almighty, with precision, O God, that those who hear, Almighty God, will see the need to surrender all to you. Lord, we thank you again for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. Thank you that you are Jehovah Shammah. And we bless you and look to you by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So last week, we were looking at these words that were penned in 2 Chronicles 6:41 after the temple was built. So remember, David planned to build the temple, but the Lord said, no, I'm going to allow Samuel to build the temple because you have been a man of war. You have shed so much blood. I don't want you to build the temple for me, but I want your son Solomon, who is a man of peace, to build the temple. And we see after the temple was built and Solomon made his dedicatory prayer to the Lord, we see these words were spoken in 2 Chronicles 6:41. These same words that we see in verses 8 through 10 of Psalm 132. It said, arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. The ark of the covenant denotes the resting place of God. And we see here, he said, let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy for your servant David's sake. Do not turn away the face of your anointed. So we see here, that was Solomon's dedicatory prayer, part of Solomon's dedicatory prayer after the temple was built. So look at verse 11 of Psalm 132. The Lord has sworn in truth to David. He will not turn from it. I will set upon your throne the fruit of your body. I will set upon your throne the fruit of your body. So I'm going to set on your throne the fruit of your body. And we see this word was not just for Solomon or the other kings of Israel that came through the lineage of David. These words were speaking of the Redeemer, our Messiah King, who would come to reign upon the throne of his father David forever. So we see, people of God, all these Psalms were written, it was speaking of the Messiah that would come, the Redeemer of Israel, and to know that God will have an eternal dwelling place in Zion. So we see here also the word spoke that I will set up your throne, on your throne, the fruit of your body. And we know that the Messiah came from the lineage of David. Look at verse 12 of Psalm 132. If your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony, which I shall teach them, these sons also shall sit upon your throne forevermore. So God expected the sons of David to continue to keep the covenant of God and to live an exemplary life to honor his name. So this throne is everlasting, on which the Messiah will reign. So the everlasting throne, the everlasting kingdom, is the Messiah's reign. Your throne shall be forevermore. So the Messiah came from the lineage of David, and he is the one who will set up an everlasting kingdom. It's not David's earthly sons that will set up an everlasting kingdom, but the Messiah himself will set up an everlasting kingdom. Look at verse 13 of Psalm 132. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. So the Lord is the one who chose Jerusalem. He is the one who chose Jerusalem. It's not the goodness of the people of Jerusalem. It's not what they have done, but it's what the Lord has done. He is the one that has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. So he's the one who desired that Jerusalem will be his dwelling place. That's where he's going to set up his everlasting kingdom. Look at verse 14 of Psalm 132. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. So the psalmist was speaking as the Lord spoke to him, telling, this is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. So this is God's resting place forever. Jerusalem, Zion is God's resting place forever. It is the city of the great King. Our great King and Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to reign on the throne of his father David. Look at verse 15. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. So blessings will be upon Jerusalem. Blessings will be upon the people of God because of the Messiah Jesus Christ. Look at verse 16. I will also clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. I will also clothe her priest with salvation. Jesus Christ is our salvation. He came to save this whole world from their sins. So people of God, the priests were doing their priestly duty, but they were not yet saved. But salvation comes through the Messiah King, and he came to save us all. So the Lord said, I will also clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. So it is showing us, people of God, the Lord will clothe his priest with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. So the priest of God, the priest in the holy city of Jerusalem, shall be clothed with salvation, and only the Messiah King can clothe us with salvation, for he is our salvation. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer and King, and he alone can cause us to shout for joy. He makes us glad, people of God. He in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. He's the one who makes us glad. He's the one that brings joy to our heart. So we can only shout aloud for joy in the presence of the King. The word tells us in Psalm 16:11, in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So we want to continuously shout for joy. We want to know deep down within our souls that our Messiah King is reigning in our heart, is reigning forevermore in us. So at this time when they wrote this psalm, people of God, the Messiah has not yet come, but now he has come and he wants to rule and reign in our hearts. He has clothed us in his righteousness. He has made us priests and kings. He is the one, people of God. Once we have put our trust in him, now we have become priests and kings. And he has clothed us with his salvation. He has redeemed us, not with silver or gold, but with his precious blood. So people of God, we have so much to give God thanks and praise for. We have so much, people of God, to just bask in the presence of God because of his love for us and that he would come to us. Salvation has come to us. Our Savior has come. Jehovah Jesus has come, and he has come to save us from our sins. Only he can save us, people of God. No one else can save us. Only Jesus Christ. So we have to run to him. We have to turn to him and know that he's able to fix all that concerns us. So we have to come to that place of complete rest in our Messiah King, complete trust in him, knowing that as he was promised to Israel, he came over 2,000 years ago. He died on the cross for us. He rose again, the word tells us, and he lives forevermore. The word tells us that he ever lived to make intercession for us. So our salvation has come. Salvation is available to all those who will put their trust in Jesus Christ. The word tells us that we are saved by grace through faith. Faith in Jesus Christ, the Messiah King. We have to put our trust in him, people of God. It's not by our works, not by trying to keep the law that going to save us, but by putting our trust in the one who kept the law perfectly. He is the one, people of God, who met all the righteous requirement of the law, and we now have to put our trust in him, who is the anointed one. Look at verse 17 of Psalm 132. He said, there I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. So the psalmist was saying, there I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. The horn there denotes the power of David. And the power of David, people of God, is the Messiah Jesus Christ. He is the one who is the horn of David. And his kingdom shall be established in Zion. His kingdom shall be established in Zion. Jesus, who is the light of the world, will shine forevermore. So the word is telling us, people of God, that we have to come to that place of understanding that Jesus Christ, the Messiah King, he has come to save us from our sins. And he died and rose again, and he lives forevermore. But he's coming back to rule and reign on the throne of his father David. The word tells us he's coming back to rule and reign. He's going to sit on the throne of his father David right there in Jerusalem. And we are going to see, people of God, that he is. And those who did not believe will come to believe and know that he is king. So Jesus, who is the light of the world, will shine and will always shine forevermore. So we have to come to that place of knowing who our God is and knowing that he's coming back. He's coming back for a people who are prepared. He's coming back for a people who have put their trust in him. He's coming back for a people who have been kept by his Spirit. For the word tells us that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. And people of God, he's coming back for us. And we will be coming back to rule and reign with him forevermore. So people of God, let our hearts be glad. Let us continue to shout for joy. Let us rejoice in our full and free salvation, knowing that our Messiah King is coming back for us. And he's coming back, and we are coming back to rule and reign with him. We have to understand these scriptures and understand what the Lord is saying to us during this season. And understand, people of God, that we are called to worship him and to rejoice. Even in these trying times, we can still be rejoicing because our God has made us glad. He has given us hope. Our hope is in the Messiah King. Our hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that died for us. He is the one that rose again. And he is the one that gives us eternal life. So in him, we have eternal life. And he is the light of the world. And he has called us now to be the light to this present world that we are living in. As pilgrims, we are called to be light in this world. We are called to be guide to the world. People of God, as we continue on this pilgrim journey, let us remember that we are not called to conform to the world. We are called to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So as we hear these words, people of God, let our minds be renewed with the word of God. Let us come to that place of understanding who we are in Christ Jesus and whose we are. Let us walk with confident faith, knowing that our God has prepared a place for us and he's coming back for us, and we will be with him forever. So we should be people who are joyful. We should be people who are filled with his peace and his love. We should be people who are always expecting our blessed hope, the Messiah, to come for us. So let us look at verse 18. That's the last verse of Psalm 132. The last verse of Psalm 132, that's verse 18. And let us look at verse 18. It says, his enemies I will close with shame. The enemies of the Messiah. His enemies I will close with shame, but upon himself his crown shall flourish. People of God, Jesus the Messiah shall flourish in Jerusalem, and all his enemies will be subdued. They will come to shame, people of God. So we have to understand that Jesus the Messiah, his enemies will come to shame, and his crown, people of God, his rule shall be forever. His rule shall flourish. Whatever he does, it shall flourish. It shall prosper. The enemies will be subdued. They will come to shame. And people of God, we have to understand that. The word tells us in Psalm 10, in Psalm 110, Psalm 110, Psalm 110, verses 1 and 2. The word tells us, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemy. And David here was announcing the Messiah's reign. So this is a psalm of David. And he was here announcing the Messiah's reign in Psalm 110. So we see here, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. And we see verse 18 said, his enemies I will close with shame. So his enemies will come to shame. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemy. So Jesus is coming back to rule and reign forevermore. And the enemies shall be his footstool. He will step on their neck, people of God. The enemies of God, Jesus himself will step on their neck. And they will be subdued. They will be defeated. because they chose to oppose the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So his enemies I will close with shame. The enemies will come to shame, but upon himself his crown shall flourish. So people of God, we have to know that we are more than victors through Christ. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. We must walk with confident faith. We must know who we are in him. And we must know, oh people of God, that he's coming back. We must have that blessed hope. Let us not go around like we are hopeless. There is hope in Christ Jesus. He himself is our blessed hope. So we have to go forth with confidence each day. Let us not cast away our confidence, which has great recompense of reward. But let us continue, people of God, to live the Christian life, to show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ, to walk as victors right here on earth. For God is for us. He's not against us, people of God. The word said he did not spare his only son, Jesus Christ, but he delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely give us all things? So the Lord has made preparation for us in every area of our lives. Today we have the blessed Comforter with us. He said, it is expedient that I go. If I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. And today we have the blessed Comforter, the Holy Spirit with us, who is able to keep us from falling. He's able to aid us. He's able to help us in all our weaknesses, people of God, so that we can live this Christian life, so that we can continue on this pilgrim journey, walking, people of God, in victory every day of our lives, because we are being guided by the Holy Spirit. So we have to come to understand that we have to be led by the Spirit to live this Christian life, to go forth on this journey, people of God, and walking in success, because we have the Holy Spirit guiding us and keeping us on this journey. So we don't want to be defeated Christians, but we want to live a victorious Christian life, knowing of the blessed hope we have. Jesus is coming back for us, and we will rule and reign with him, and his enemies he will close with shame, people of God. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. So we see, people of God, the enemies of God will be made his footstool when the Messiah comes back to rule and reign. And we will come to rule and reign with him. So we as children of God must go forth each day rejoicing, must go forth each day in worship and praise to our King. For he is good and his mercy endures forever. His mercy endures to all generation, people of God. And we have to come to understand that he is not only for one set of people, he's for all of humanity. So he's calling us to come to him. Those who have not yet known him as Lord and Savior, he said, come unto me, come and find rest for your souls. So the Lord is calling all those who have labored and are heavy laden. He said, come and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you will find that rest for your souls. So people of God, wherever you are and you are in the reach of hearing my voice at this time, the Lord is calling. The Lord is calling all those who have not yet put their trust in him to come and to put their trust in Jesus Christ. For he is coming back, and he's coming back to rule and reign forevermore. He's coming back to sit on the throne of his father David, and he is going to rule, and all his enemies will be closed with shame. His enemies will be subdued. But people of God, those of us who are on his side, those of us who have accepted him as Lord and Savior, will be shouting aloud with joy in our heart, because we are redeemed, not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus. So Jesus is calling all those that have not yet put their trust in him to come and to say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know that you came to save me from my sin. Forgive me of all my sins, and wash me and cleanse me, and make me your child. And people of God, if you say that from your heart, truly, truly say it from your heart, and truly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he came and died and rose again and he ascended to heaven. And if you truly believe these words, then the word of God says you are saved. So you have to believe from the heart. From the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we have to believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and know that when we do that from our heart, we are saved, because we have put our faith in Jesus Christ, the blessed Son, the anointed one, the righteous one, who fulfilled all the righteous requirement of the law. He died for us, and today, because he lives, we live. So we want to put our trust in him. We want to believe his word, depend upon him completely, and walk by faith, trust in his word, read his word, act upon his word, and we are going to live that life of victory. He has called us to live a life of victory right here on earth. So even on this pilgrim journey, we can walk in victory, because our Lord Jesus Christ has given us the power through his Spirit. He said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. And he has come to us through his Spirit, and he's living in us and with us. And he enables us when we are unable. So people of God, we need the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. We need the Holy Spirit presence in our lives. We need to know Jesus and be in a personal relationship with him. The Lord is calling all those who have received him but have walked away from him. You know you have strayed. He's calling you back into sweet fellowship with him. And as he calls, I pray that you will answer the call and come back into sweet fellowship, because his coming is near. He is coming back, people of God, and we see the signs of the times everywhere. So we as God's people have to be ready and waiting on his coming. So let us be prepared, let us be ready, and wait on the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to continue next week in Psalm 133, and we will be completing this series very soon. We have only one series left, and we have only two chapters left, Psalm 133 and Psalm 134, and then we will complete this series. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word to us this evening. We just thank you for reminding us that Jesus is coming back to rule and to reign forevermore on the throne of his father David. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus that, oh God, those who hear these words, oh God, will feel the need to submit their lives, oh God, completely to Jesus Christ. Father God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your words will pierce the hearts of your people, bringing forth change. Lord, we look to you this evening, and we just thank you for your presence with us. We thank you, oh God, for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you are about to do. And we look to you by faith and give you thanks. And we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for those who have heard the word and have decided to follow Jesus. So we thank you again, and we praise you and give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And continue to study the word of the Lord to show yourself approved of him. Blessings to you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us and 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.